When observing an ant colony, I like to use my imagination and think about everything that happens inside their underground kingdom. From dawn to dusk. How far they can go to maintain their societies? As we have previously explained in this space, ants have different jobs and they are creatures with complex social structures, eusocial, with an enviable level of organization and community behaviors that are very similar to other social hymenoptera. These animals have the ability to build colonies that can range from a few hundred members to millions in the most complex cases. These can adapt to almost any environment and thrive. At the structural level, a basic communal colony has one main queen or even more, whose main job is to lay eggs. At the same time, we can find a considerable number of sterile females, both worker ants and soldier ants, and finally, two seasonal castes, which are male and female winged ants. These represent sexual individuals whose primary purpose is to establish future colonies. But when is the right time to establish a new colony? The verity is that there is no specific date, as we already mentioned in the section on the day of the ant. Sexually mature individuals will group together and fly at times characteristic of the species. When this moment arrives, the swarms called alets will seek the exit from the anthill and undertake a dangerous journey in which a significant percentage of males will lose their lives along with the vast majority of female ants. The fertilized female members that survive this mating rite will be ready to start a new anthill. This is where our story really begins. With a little ant that has completed its journey and is looking for the right place to lay its first eggs. As such, the term ant colony stands for populations of workers, reproductive ants, and even baby ants, larva ants, that coexist and cooperate in a community. In many cases, although it may seem incredible, each of the thousands of members that belong to these colonies is genetically related to a single queen ant. Obviously, this is not the trend in most cases, however, there is a fairly large percentage of cases in which this happens. How big can an ant colony be? How many ants are in a colony? The size of grounded colonies is quite different in different ant species. Many are just a few ants living on a branch, while others are supercolonies with several million workers. Seasonal disturbance can be large even in a single average colony. For example, in the ant Dolichoderis marii, a colony can range from about 300 workers in summer to more than 2,000 workers per queen in winter. Genetics and environmental components have the potential to make the disturbance between colonies of a given species even greater. Zooming out further, the differences have the potential to be monumental across a range of different ant species. Formica yes census reported colonies of 306 million workers, that's a giant ant colony. In contrast, colonies of Formica fusca sometimes comprise as few as 500 workers. It is also essential to consider that ant colonies can grow anywhere, from trees, backyards, under rocks, and even in dried fruit such as acorns. Now let's talk a bit about ant supercolonies. World's biggest ant hill. A supercolony occurs once many ant colonies merge into a huge area. They continue to recognize the genetic differences to mate, but the different colonies in the supercolony avoid the rush. Fun fact, until 2000, the largest and most famous super ant colony was located on the Ishikari coast in Hokkaido, Japan. It was estimated that the colony contained 306 million worker ants and 1 million queen ants living side by side in 45,000 nests linked together by underground passageways over an area of 2.7 kilometers to 670 acres. In 2000, a gigantic supercolony of Argentine ants was located in the southern part of the European continent. Of the 33 ant populations tested along the 6,004 kilometers, 3,731 miles, along the Mediterranean and Atlantic coasts in the southern European continent, 30 belonged to a supercolony with estimated millions of nests and a massive number of ants. Million workers, interspersed with three populations of another supercolony. Another super ant's niche, measuring about 100 kilometers, 62 miles, in diameter, was located beneath Melbourne, Australia, in 2004. That's a huge ant hill.